It is on this day, and this day is the 31st of March. I am Neil Atkinson. I've got Adam Melia and Paul Cope with me. There is nothing much emergent, something on the back of the mail, trying to act as though they'll be playing football again the first week of May, which does not feel ambitious as far as I'm concerned. Paul Cope, in that surely these lads are all going to need to do some pre-season stuff and all of that, and I can't quite see them all going back to training as one, let's say, the second week of April.
Yeah, I think whoever's written that article has completely lost track of the days, like the rest of us. I'm not sure they know what date it is, but I can't see that happening at all. Literally, just before we started recording this, there's a lovely little video. I love little things that are like heartwarming right now, and it's just a recording of like a minute of all of our lads getting together on a video call for a yoga class. And it's great, and you've got Trent there going, "It's a bit early this for me, lads." And I thought, yeah, these aren't ready to just come back and play footy. They're going to need a few weeks, aren't they?
The thing about this, Adam, is however you try to do this, whenever you try to do it, and me and Paul are going to do some work on that this week, but however you try to do this and whenever you try to do it, one of the things to factor in is the fitness of the footballers, and this isn't just whether or not they have the virus, but the fact that they are going to have to run around a lot, and they've already had probably as long a break away from training as they ever get, really, and certainly as they ever get versus the summer.
I quite like the idea of it being a bit like a Legends tournament, though.
Loads of 6-4s.
Yeah, get Gerard back, get Kenny back. He looked all right doing the keepy ups with the ball. Malby running the game.
Not pressing, Klopp going livid.
I am quite enjoying, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm quite enjoying, you know, the saying, it's the hope that kills you. The hope of all the other fans that really want the season voided. Under every tweet about the season coming back, there's a lot of fans really, really trying to get the season voided.
Top